All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, here we are at the carnival.
Ooh.
And what I have here is that game where you take the squirt gun and you just load up the clown's mouth.
Mmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
All the way to the top.
And these balloons are on top of these clowns. These clowns are very sick, and they've got a very specific encephalitis. And I put a game inside each of these balloons. So I got me here and eight of my rowdy large friends. And whoever wins, that balloon pops from squirting the squirt gun into clown mouth. Provide game random.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You've been exposed to the carnival for too long. If you do not speak in barks, then your language is degrading.
I got that carny DNA.
Yeah. Just start every sentence with step right up, and you'll be able to talk normal for a while.
Love it. Okay. Step right up and grab a squirt gun. Step right up. Fill the clown's mouth with your sweet, sweet cold water.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. Hey, rowdy boys, let's do it.
You know, this game isn't very fun once you hit it. Like, you just have to hold it still. Like,
it's really a game about how calibrated your gun is. Like, it's basically a lottery to how calibrated your gun. Oh, it looks like Torbo got it. Hey, Dorb.
Good work.
They don't talk.
No, of course they do.
Yeah, my rowdy friends don't talk. Those guys, they don't talk. Now let me look inside the balloon. Oh, it's the resident's bad day on the midway.
Torbo,
you done fucked.
Torbo. Oh.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering. Cole, if I'm not allowed to stretch my foreskin over my head, neither are you. End of discussion.
But Gary!
Stretch! Boing!
This week, we're talking about the residents... Who did this? This is the resident's bad day on the midway, and it's a patron demand from Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Adam, son, why do you do this?
Adam says, "I've never actually listened to their music, but when Gary mentioned he hated the residents a few months back, it reminded me that they're responsible for one of the weirdest games that I played as a kid. I'm not sure if it's actually weird or just seemed weird because I was eight, but I figured I'd make you all suffer and find out for me." Smiley face emoticon.
All those things are true.
We're probably going to piss people off by not being over the moon about the residents.
I don't like the residents. It's going to be the same people who are cranky because we don't like Screaming Mad George.
Yes. It's kind of in a similar lane.
I think so. And I get it. Like, I get that they're a respected artist, you know? I just don't like them. Adam was referring to was I had a friend growing up who loves residents. The residents who have put out a frankly inadvisable number of albums.
Yes.
Okay. Every time a new one would come out or he would discover a new one, which during my lifetime, there's like 40 of them or so. He would make me listen to it. Maybe this is the one that'll get you into this. It came from a sweet perspective, kinda, in that he wanted to share something.
He wanted to share something that he loved. Yes. Perfectly understandable.
A very, very sweet impulse that did not account for my agency. you know, and my the validity of me not liking something and that just having to be okay.
It was just like, hey, he was just touching the stove over and over again with your hand.
Yes, like maybe now it's not hot. And he kept trying to come up with new angles of attack, you know, and stuff like that. The takeaway from this is that when we did played this game, and I was like, you know what, I haven't given the residents a chance since I was like, you know, 21.
Maybe
your
taste has kind of changed or developed in such a way where this particular kind of obnoxiously eclectic art rock,
yes,
with a huge amount of edifice built around it, maybe there's something cool. Maybe you're going to pull something up on YouTube. Has good sounds. They're dancing around like they're all anonymous and they're wearing eyeball heads. Okay,
it's whatever. A fine image. It's all bad sounds.
That's the issue. Thing.
Like, it sounds like such shit. It's really bad music.
I don't have like real deep catalog on the residents, you know, like never really ran into them in the wild. I found nothing that rose above the level of the worst Flaming Lips I've ever heard.
Or like the worst Ween.
Yeah.
I've ever heard, or any of these bands that are like, let's just fuck around. And
yeah,
there's artistry to this. There's a composer who is in charge of the residents, and sometimes they make music that is technically interesting and complicated. Mm-hmm. Not interesting to me, but like objectively there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really impressive to be around for, you know, more than 40 years and put out this many albums, and any random dart I throw into this band sounds like shit.
Right.
To me, it just sounds awful. They are the musical equivalent of a thing I don't like in any art, which is you should like this because it's fucking weird, regardless of its quality.
Right.
Like, isn't it outlandish that they did an album entirely with children's instruments? And I'm like, yeah, that sure is outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't my problem though.
To what end?
Yeah. To what end? Why is that? It's those questions of criticism about like whether something is, it never answers the, was this worth doing?
Right.
You know, the answer is always no. Like, they've never made a product other than the image of a guy in a suit with an eyeball for a head,
mm-hmm,
which I'm not made of stone. I think mm-hmm that looks cool. Other than that, everything they've done, I think, is not worth experiencing.
Yes. You know,
including this horrible fucking monster game that I was annoyed the entire time I was playing it.
Yeah, so this is Bad Day on the Midway. Something the residents do is they're really into like offbeat stories. They've got like just a ton of like just fictional, because they're like, they're an art collective as well, and so they've got like a fictional like origin story and like fake, you know, people who are their inspirations and stuff like that. And a thing that was true about them is like when CD-ROM started being a thing, they identified like, hey, there is opportunity here specifically for us, people who are interested in making both music and you know, visual art, and finding a way to marry the two of them with bizarre story and theme and stuff. Like, CD-ROM is going to be a place for us to do this. And Bad Day at the Midway in 1995 was what was like their big like hack at this. They'd released other CD-ROM stuff, but this is like the one that is the video game, and it's just barely a video game. This is kind of in the same line as the Rednecks game that we talked about.
That's a good point of comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you kind of walk around, there are death states, but no puzzles or anything.
Right.
Which, like, you know, that should tell you a lot. You jump between people's heads as you walk through, and it's largely like an interactive narrative.
Yeah.
Like, you're going through to get the quirky stories of these people with awful accents. That's it.
Yes.
In a kind of creepy carnival.
Mm-hmm. It's a, like, it is this, you know, this creepy dark carnival, that may or may not be metaphorical. Everybody except for the person you start as, this little boy named Timmy, who is the innocent. Everybody has this, you know, just incredibly offbeat backstory. You know, there's a serial killer. There's, you know, people with deformities and stuff like that. And like, you start in this world, there's like a random set of characters that start at random points, and they progress from noon to like 1 a.m. And, you know, depending on, you know, who they see and like where they go, their stories will advance in different ways. So this is branching kind of, but it's by like an RNG more than anything. Yes. I mean, not more than anything. It is an RNG. It's got nothing to do with what you do.
Yeah. A non-deterministic narrative game.
Yeah.
So like this makes me think about like so many things that fill me with contempt. Like one thing, the idea of the spooky carnival like this is a juvenile idea. When I was a teenager, this kind of thing appealed to me when I would play like Sanitarium or something like that. Right. But I do think this is you grow out of this, not the residents though, because the residents started in the late '70s. This is very late in your career to be doing something this fucking juvenile.
It's like, what if this thing that we generally associate with good times, but everybody knows is kind of seamy? Like, what if we filled it with killers and knives?
What if it was a little bit weird?
What if it was grotesque?
How do you do that, like, 17 years into a career to come upon the most obvious and cheapest irony that can be that late in your career? Like, it's... It fills me with contempt. I hate it. I hate it. It's not scary. It's not weird. Everyone has the biggest cartoon voice that you could ever possibly have.
Yes.
In this, that drives me fucking nuts. It's just cheap feeling. It feels very tedious. To me as a thing.
So you kind of poke around like you're playing Myst, you know, like you navigate by clicking on areas, and there's like a transition that goes, and kind of what you're looking for is people to talk to in the right place for them to tell you their story. And then the game kind of goes into this non-interactive FMV, QuickTime Shockwave thing. That is their backstory with all of this wacky and grotesque imagery. And each of these sequences was made by a different visual artist. I think that's cool, pulling in, like a whole bunch of different people to kind of like author the style of these and, you know, make the art that goes along with the story. Like, that is a neat way to make a thing. However, the things that they are making do not speak to me, and they are hard to look at and listen to.
It feels like a neat thing in concept.
Yes.
To me. One of my favorite comics is The Invisibles by Grant Morrison. Very famously, the last like collection of that last trade, Counting to None, is the it counts down. Like, so it starts with issue 13 and counts down to one. There it starts going backwards. And there are a bunch of issues that are jam issues that are like artists each doing different scenes and stuff. In the same kind of pursuit of this kind of like, hey man, let's experiment, but makes it unreadable.
Yeah.
And makes it not work as a narrative. Like, it is just this band and this product is the emblem of the, that sounds neat. We could do that. You know, that seems like a cool idea, but is not cool in practice.
Yeah.
Like, is actually powerfully uncool in practice. It's also a thing where like, I'm not immune to some of the shit these people do. There's just better versions of it. So like, if you want this kind of like comedy and wackiness and an ethos and characters and mythology, you got Devo right there. Like, Devo has a storyline. Devo has characters and recurring elements and stuff. They just write songs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how is that too much to ask for a fucking band? You know, it feels really minimal to me.
Like, you know, it doesn't just have to be nerd, you know, and like overtly nerd shit. You have Digital Underground too. They did shit like that.
You can do the concept and you can do video games that deal with this kind of stuff. You have Sanitarium, you have stuff like Harvester.
Yes.
Right. Which is about you can do everything that this thing does in a way that actually works from every angle. You do not have to subject yourself to Bad Day on the Midway.
Yeah. Because Bad Day on the Midway is a bad game.
Bad game like, on the, there's nothing that rhymes with that.
Yeah.
If they ever invent a word that rhymes with game, I'll eat my hat.
Yeah, for me, it was bad game on a Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Bad game on a bad day.
You know, and it's kind of like, it's whatever. I possibly could be like, Screaming Mad George's Paranoia Escape or whatever it is. Like, if that game was good, I probably would have had to hand it to him. It was a bad game too.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it's a bad game that is completely extended out on this art, which is incredibly opinionated art, right?
That is, and that cannot, to me, cannot feel anything less than incredibly cliche.
Yes.
In the same way that Scream and Mad George did. Mm-hmm. Like, what about A Dark and Twisted Carnival, where the freaks are really freaks and the clowns are evil, is just so goddamn tiresome.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Scream and Mad George. Like, what if a pulsating, ovulating mood sack with a pig head that breathes like super lungs, and like, here's a backward skull and a pile of viscera, mm-hmm. and like all this Nine Inch Nails video shit is just tiresome.
Yeah.
I'm just tired by it.
Seriously. You know? Like, if you want the good, like Dark Carnival stuff, go listen to Alice. Go listen to Alice by Tom Waits. There you go. You got it. Got it in one.
There are Dark Carnivals. If you are seeking a Dark Carnival, I beseech you to keep looking. You know,
this ain't it.
And here's the thing, is I'm not seeking a Dark Carnival either.
Yeah.
Like, not only are there better versions of this, but the best version of this, I don't care for that much. I don't think it's that interesting.
There are some bangers on Alice. It's a good album.
No, I'm sure it's fine. I don't really like listening to Tom Waits, because I don't know. He's got a thing. You have to be in the mood for a Tom Waits song.
Yes.
They're all Tom Waits songs. He's very, like, it's a more respectable thing, but I do think that he is pretty laser focused.
Yes.
In like a sonic aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want a carnival. I don't care about a carnival.
Please,
I enjoy a carnival. Like, I go to a carnival and I just have fun at them.
We talk about it all the time. I feel like every five episodes we talk about how great the state fair is.
Yeah, I'm sick of the irony. Like, a kid who's just like, oh man, dad wants to take me to the fair. That's real lame. What if it was cool and there were monsters and stuff? Like, no, man, it's cool. There's a pony.
Piece of shit.
You get to see a pig.
Here's what you do. Not just a pig. The best pigs that there are.
They've judged the pigs. They've curated a collection of pork.
This is the best pigs from around you. You can go and look at them.
And rather than going this way, this cheap irony, why not enjoy the delicious irony of going to the Polk County Fair in Oregon and seeing all the 4-H teens who have written poems?
Uh-huh.
And reading them on the wall. Like, you can have a more sophisticated irony than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you don't have to stick it to the freak show and the bearded lady. Yeah. Stick it to the 4-H kids, who are the girls who are writing poems about their horses.
You can read very juvenile verse about a beloved alpaca.
Yeah. You get to see, somebody will be like, oh, here's you know what they have at these things? They have table setting competitions. You know about this?
I know about table setting competitions.
Yeah. Like, there's no, this doesn't need gussying up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's already all the things you could ever want, ironically and non-ironically.
Yeah. You know,
it's
what?
Just a good time. Free yourself.
I mean, even like the stereotypical stuff, like, I don't know, I probably wouldn't wear a shirt about it, but something about a tractor pole, like, you know, you can just kind of be there, just like, and it's just one of those things where, like, you kind of, you know, for me, you have to be able to appreciate, like, anything that is just, where the only response is, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. You know? Wait, and it's also, I can appreciate anything I didn't do the day before.
Yeah,
you
true.
You know, like, if you are so dead inside that, like, you know, oh, a carnival, like, I'm going to go there and just see some spectacle, and you can't get joy out of it on any level. On its own, like, that's very sad to me.
I am very sorry.
Yeah, I understand if you're not, like, just going along with it on the surface,
right?
You know, but if you have not developed the antibodies to find fun,
mm-hmm.
in the real world, like, you have a lot of problems, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of the first things you should learn to do,
mm-hmm.
is, like, find some fun.
Yes.
And if you can't, you know, go to a place where they're going to show you a series of weird, like, you get to see people's conceptions of what they think should go on the outside of the worst haunted house you've ever been in.
Yep.
And those drawings are all amazing. They're all miracles, every single one of them.
As far as I know, they don't come out of a factory like that. I think that they come out, they're blanks. They're like, these things, like the actual, like, structure of them and the, like, bits and pieces of the thing are standard, right? But then they get to be made their own by the company.
They're all, it's an aesthetic that is entirely united by, oh, I know a guy who could do that.
Yeah.
And that is not something that needs to be taken down a peg, residents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, just, Yeah, the sickness, like, at the center of the fair.
Like, it's like, oh, the carnival games, that they, you know, they're all crooked, they're taking kids' money. No, it's, I mean, it's not beautiful, but it's a thing where, like, oh, like, you're going there to take part in a show. It is a shared lie that we all engage, that we just all indulge for a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
you pay a certain amount of money and you get a nice day
out
of it, you know. It's like, and then you go home and you move on. Or you make 45 years of unlistenable music, like, for the next half of a lifetime,
yeah,
you know, a good lifetime, a generous lifetime,
mm-hmm.
You know, you just go and, I hate this band. And I was, the nice thing about this showing up on Abject Suffering, this band and this attitude, was it, like, renewing the license on my hate?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I just, like, I re-upped my anytime hate for this. Because I hadn't thought about the Residents in a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, fuck these guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and Sonata. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah. Interestingly, there's a novel based on this this game that only, I think, 160 copies were made.
Of course.
Or something like that. Or something, no, 750 copies. It's 160 pages. Okay. But it, like, absurdly low print run of it in the initial.
Has it been preserved?
Yeah, they
can we get rid of every last copy?
Yeah, has it been preserved? And can we please read it? No, it's around. It got a pocket book got published in 2020 by something called Anti Book Club.
Mm.
I love art. I hope that's clear from, like, my career. But there is a certain type of artist who does shit like this that I find immensely tiring.
Yeah.
You know, like, a capital A artist who, like, I feel is not concerned, like, is just concerned with experimentation and not expression, you know, in a way that is meaningful to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I definitely agree. Like, you want to say that that kind of person and that kind of art only exists in parody.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, this is a person who is pretty maligned, but also I don't care for her music. And, you know, a lot of the art seems actually kind of shallow to me, but, like, you know, a Yoko Ono, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And Yoko Ono has some good songs.
Yes.
You know, I've heard good Yoko Ono songs, and I've also seen Yoko Ono art pieces that I thought were good.
Yes.
I don't think the ratio is not in her favor, for me at least.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not here to, like, talk shit about Yoko Ono. Nope. Like, I just, it's, you know, not for me necessarily. Yes. It's on a continuum that the other end of it is the Residents.
Yes. It's on this continuum. And, you know, like, just speaking about it in parody, the cultural niche that Yoko Ono exists in, right, is you know, where this is. And you want to say, oh, obviously that's not going to be happening, like, just thinking it's way too much. No, it exists and it is out there, and it is at least successful enough or supported enough where they have made 40 plus albums.
Yeah And these are the crown winners of this.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, because there are a lot of people who are engaging this kind of stuff who don't make it. And I think that they look at this, they're like, I love the Residents, I'm going to put out some music inspired by the Residents, which is, like, feels like a career death sentence.
Yeah.
To me, and just isn't going to work for you. You know, I don't understand the metrics by which something like this succeeds or fails.
Yeah.
Because it's got nothing to do with any traditional metric. It feels arbitrary to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be like, oh, that makes you sound like an old man. These guys are older than I am.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, like, sure, I, you know, I guess that is an old man opinion, but also, like, this isn't new.
Yeah.
Can we also talk for a second about how visually unpleasant this fucking game is?
Yeah.
Even just aside, it's so fucking ugly.
And, like, it's a little bit like making fun of a clown, because it feels very much like it is intentional. And that, I think, is a little bit, could be called a canny thing. We're just like, oh yeah, we want to make something fucked up and weird. So, like, let's lean into the uncanny. Like, all we're capable of is making stuff that, you know, looks, you know, unnatural and bad. So here's the way our characters look and sound. So, yeah. So here we go. Doesn't change the fact that it is really hard to to look at in the way that the Residents' music is very hard to listen to,
yes,
because the sounds are bad.
Intentionality is not something that you that fixes everything.
It's an explanation, not an excuse. Yeah.
Yes. And it's cool that this is intentional. You know, it's a good idea, I guess. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to make something look grotesque that is also compelling.
Yes.
You know, like you can do grotesque isn't enough. Like this whole mm-hmm. thing is full of not enough. Like you can do something that's weird, but is also artful and produces value. Mm-hmm. You can do something that's grotesque, that's also artful and has value. It just doesn't do that second bit.
Right.
Like where there's quality.
Yeah.
Dude, it's gonna be quality on my end, right? No deal.
No fucking deal.
No yeah. fucking deal, man. Yeah. Yeah. This got my blood up. So success on behalf of Adam. Because this did frustrate me.
Yeah, I was just real. I was very disappointed that there was no game to this.
Yeah.
That it was just a museum space to walk around in.
I would have killed for a Bad Day on the Midway shitty SNES platformer that just in terms of like playing that instead.
Yeah.
You know, that'd been all right.
Just nothing to get in the way between me and this art.
Yeah. real weird. Another point of comparison to this is we just did a Strangeland.
We did.
Right. Yeah. Which is like not a game that I'm in love with, but I think succeeds so much more than this, like on a order of magnitude.
Oh God. Yes.
You know, of doing the same kind of like, what about a Dark Carnival?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just,
indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good image though. The eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Like that's pretty cool.
You gotta take your hat off to him.
Yeah. Take your hat off and put it onto a gigantic eyeball.
Yes. They hit on that early and they hit it hard. And that is fine. And it's also like more whimsical than anything about, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true too. A sad thing. So one of my big memories of the Residents, of my friend trying to get me into this is they put out an album called The Commercial Album. And the concept between that album is that, pop songs are basically commercials, disagree, but and what if they just did a verse and a chorus and then cut it off? I like that. Mm-hmm. I like short songs. Even this thing that is not only like should be appealing to me, but is also very close to like what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I write a lot of songs that work that way, that don't repeat, still sounded fucking awful. Like the best possible inroads to this did not work
mm-hmm.
for me.
Just the idea of this, you know, it is an album, 40 tracks, each roughly 1 minute a piece. That seems cool. Like making that pitch, I would attempt to listen to it.
Yep. Yeah. I don't recommend it though.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I listened to it a little bit today when I was trying to again re-up my hate bucks and like
yeah,
just did not work. Fucking A. This is reviewed really well. Weirdly enough, like people generally like it. It's got a pretty active board. Like we are the outliers on this. The Residents have their fans.
Yes.
It's worth noting. Like people like this band.
Mm-hmm.
Just we don't. It's not like this was a failure.
Yeah.
No.
So not a failure. And you know, just because people were real horny for any CD-ROM entertainment. See our recent episode about I forget what game it was, but
yeah,
you know, we recorded it. It came out.
it's what we do. Somebody on the message board is like going to have to claim this board out of sheer awesome. You know, just
the internet is epic. Diminished language.
Epic. Incredibly epic take, dude.
Jesus.
Well, we got 5 minutes. Let's put 5 minutes on the clock and free associate. And then
Gary, we don't have to do this. We don't have 5 minutes.
But oh, we don't have 5 minutes.
No.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I. So, you know, weird episode, just cranky, but, you know, I don't know what else we're going to get out of this. Yeah. It's just,
they did an album called Third Reich and Roll.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first video that popped up when I searched for them was like Third Reich or like Third Reicher or something like that. It's just the same unlistenable nonsense they always do.
Yeah.
Like baby cartoon voices and like plinky toy instruments. And yeah, fucking sucks, man. It's the bummer. Like, this shit sucks. I'm looking forward to tonight. I have band practice, and it is a continuous, you know, pastime for me and my band to make fun of band members. And I'm looking forward to rolling the dice and being, because I don't think we ever talked about the residents. So I'd be like, hey guys, residents, right? And then what if I have to reckon with a whole new reality when they're like, oh yeah, man, I love the residents. And they're like, yeah. Andrew's like, fuck yeah, dude. I know Andrew won't, but Brian's a wild card. He might dig it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do you want to gamble?
Ooh, do you want to put a bet and I'll report back on the next episode?
No, so I don't know these guys. So it would literally just be flipping a coin. I was just asking you, do you want to gamble?
Do you want to gamble on finding out
that's a beloved creative collaborator has this.
Obviously. I mean, my childhood best friend was the person who exposed this to me. So I'm,
that's the thing.
Yeah. I got antibodies. Yeah. Like I could tolerate it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The real trick would be like the real gamble. And I don't think she would, but if like my fiance was like way into the residence,
That feels like something that would have come out.
I would know it. Yeah. I would be able to tell. I wouldn't even have to do anything. I'd be like sleeping next to her and I would just wake up in a cold sweat. You know, or I would know through the act of lovemaking. You know, it wouldn't because she shouted, she called me the residence during sex. It wouldn't be because of that. I would just get a sense.
I mean,
like the ultimate post-nut clarity, like where you're just like, oh my God, the person I've just nutted in is a residence fan. Oh God.
I'm thinking more from a standpoint of someone like you who values music so much. It's one of the main things for you, right?
The music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, anybody important to you, you know, to develop a relationship probably would need to have conversations about music.
And it's not one-to-one. Like I accept tons of people who I love and respect like music. That's not for me. I'm not that. You know, I'm not even saying that.
I'm just saying it would have come out because in your conversations, you know, like I don't know that you could have a conversation with a juggalo about music for any amount of time and have that stay secret, right?
And that's the thing. This is not very far removed from juggalo, like music to me. Like it is, if you put a gun to my head and you're like, here, listen to this ICP album. Or listen to this Residents album, I don't know which one I would choose.
Yeah. I mean, the Juggalo stuff probably might be funny, depending. You might get a whole bunch of homophobia, but they've apparently gotten it right about that.
It's a real roulette. Not so much homophobia in the Residents, but it's probably musically harder to listen to.
Yeah.
Just like a dying circus sounds. Like, ugh. All right, I'm going to go lift weights. Fuck this shit. If you like this show, suck my dick and I'm gonna go.
whoa.
Okay, let me pump the brakes. If you like the show, thank you very much. Thank you, Adam, for being a patron. We appreciate you. And thank you to the residents, most of all.
Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv there you can support us and get a bunch of cool stuff in return. We really appreciate it. If you cannot do that, we understand. You can also do ratings or reviews, and we appreciate it if you do that and spread the word, obviously. That's all.
Yes, we would love that. And if you're a huge Residents fan, I have no content for you. As I mentioned, all-time best friends, big Residents fan. I just feel very strongly about them, but don't feel very strongly about you. And then you can also listen to our other episodes. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. And other than that, what should they do?
Until next time, we will shoot you. Was a greater intro for a while. If it was still a thing, we never stopped shooting you. Would have been a great outro. Crying smiley face.